The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello and welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. Today we want to come back and have another look at Gideon. Gideon has been called by God to kick out the enemies of God's people, the Midianites. He's to win a great victory over them. But Gideon, though called by God, though described as a mighty warrior, which is far from how he sees himself, nevertheless, what is happening is a process now where God is getting him ready to take on the task. God is always preparing us. As a young pastor, being ordained in February 1974, I felt very inadequate. I had no experience of being a pastor. I'd been a Christian for some years, and my dear wife had been a Christian only a short time. But nevertheless, we had been called to pastor this church, and we were to need to go through quite a teaching program. It wouldn't be in a Bible college at that stage. It was more to do with teaching about life and handling life issues. And for God's constant reassurance that he's called us and this is where he wants us to be, this is very, very important. What we see is that Gideon feels weak because he feels pretty well a nobody in his family line. Well, a number of us can identify with that. Some people, I think of my very dear friend in India, his father was a very respected pastor, and my brother SJ has really stepped into those shoes. And he's done that very well. It's a similar situation. Very, very dear brother in the Congo. His father was Isaac. And Isaac led a number of churches with great integrity and with great tenacity to the word of God. And after his death, Daniel has picked up the challenge, and he is doing very well. And so in those two illustrations, people would not say, you know, my family is nothing. They can look back at the record of their family, and they can see that their fathers in this particular illustration were godly men. Well, praise God, some of you in your ministry, you have fathers and mothers who've served the Lord, maybe pioneered mission situations. But of course, there are a number of people who don't have that background at all. Maybe your family are still not saved, and you feel very inadequate. You feel, how can I serve God? How can I be an effective minister when my, as it were, my background, my family history doesn't have virtually anything about the Lord in it? But God, if he's called you, that doesn't matter. The fact that your family history may not be littered with famous names doesn't make any difference to the ability of God to lift you and to use you. Now, Gideon is looking for more assurance, and we know that an angel appears to him during a meal that he's offering as a sacrifice, and this is so dynamic that Gideon thinks he's going to die. But the angel says, don't be afraid, The Lord speaks through the angel, "You are not going to die. I've got good plans for you." And so we find that Gideon is strengthened in his call. God is speaking to him that he's going to be with him and that he is going to respond in this situation with tremendous courage, and God is going to use him. But Gideon is asked to do something now. As I bring this little talk to an end, I said that his family wasn't renowned as a godly family, but it's important that where there are things that are clearly wrong, that we do not ignore them. And Gideon's father had an Asherah pole. This would have been a symbolic item that was part of pagan worship and pagan ritual. And Gideon is told, you need to pull that down. You need to destroy it. The altar to Baal needs to go. The Asherah pole needs to go. And it's important when we are going into ministry that we don't have to desert our parents in the sense that we don't have anything to do with them. But we do sometimes have to look at things that our parents may have been associated with that are not godly, and to say, we cut them off. We don't want them in our lives. You're not cutting off the people, but you're cutting off activity, things that they were involved in. And as you do that, you can be released for the ministry that God has called you to. Well, may God guide and bless you in your service for him. God bless you.
If you would like to contact Richard, please visit our website at livinghopeministries.uk. Join us again next time for the Living Hope Pastors Podcast.